For decades, the number of food vendors on city streets has held steady at about 3,000. Yesterday, the city council voted to authorize as many as 1,000 new vending permits. But there is a catch. They can only set up cart in certain neighborhoods. WNYC's Ilya Maritz has more.
A 2005 study found that almost three-quarters of New Yorkers don't eat the full recommended daily diet of fruit and vegetables. And in some places, mostly low-income neighborhoods, some people eat hardly any fresh produce at all. City Council's solution? Send in the vendors.
It's time for us to get some fresh vegetables into my area, and this is one small way of doing it.
City Council member Charles Barron. But here's where an interesting debate broke out yesterday. Where exactly should the vendors go? To places where people don't eat many vegetables? Or to places where there aren't many stores to buy them?
This bill would deploy green cards around the city based on fruit and available consumption patterns rather than based on availability.
That's Councilman James Gennaro. He voted against the plan. He says he doesn't want street vendors showing up outside the few grocery stores there are in some neighborhoods. Councilman John Liu also voted no.
I just wanted to address this whole supply and demand question. I would definitely agree with Councilmember Barron if there had been a restriction on the supply in the first place. But there has never been a restriction on the supply. If the demand had been there, the supply would have followed.
Liu went on to call the measure voodoo economics. It passed anyway. I asked economist James Parrott whether it makes any kind of business sense to send fruit and vegetable vendors to places where people don't buy a lot of fruit and vegetables.
It may be that there's untapped market potential that they're not effectively gauging now, so there's nothing wrong with trying to encourage it in neighborhoods where it hasn't been a very common practice and see what the result is.
Here's one way of measuring demand. Whether there are enterprising buyers for those 1,000 new permits. If it's a success, maybe the city won't have to apply sticks to get people to eat their carrots. For WNYC, I'm Ilya Maritz.